USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The newly elected Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, vows to seek common ground with the Democrats. Johnson, who assumed the role today, expressed his intent to immediately get to work.
The challenge before us is great, but the time for action is now, and I will not let you down.
He secured enough votes to clinch the speakership after three of his fellow Republicans made unsuccessful attempts. Both the U.S. and Russia, along with other nations, are urging for a temporary halt in the conflict between Israel and Hamas to enable humanitarian assistance to reach civilians in Gaza. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces have stated that they are still responding to rocket attacks. They've also reported that their jets targeted Syrian army infrastructure and mortar launchers. President Biden emphasized the U.S. is strengthening its alliance with Australia during a bilateral meeting in the Oval Office with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
Australia and the United States continue to stand together, continue to innovate.
Biden emphasized the joint efforts to maintain a free, open, and secure Indo-Pacific. The leaders are anticipated to delve into discussions on climate change as well as the conflicts in Israel and Ukraine. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota has introduced a bill aimed at combating hazing. The Stop Campus Hazing Act, presented by the Democratic lawmaker in collaboration with Republican Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana, mandates that colleges and universities report on campus hazing incidents, including the names of implicated organizations. An increasing number of Americans are suggesting that resorting to violence might be necessary to steer U.S. politics in the right direction. According to a survey conducted by the Public Religion Research Institute, one-third of Republicans and 13% of Democrats believe that patriots may have to resort to violence. This is the eighth survey since March of 2021. This is USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Halloween isn't happening in one school district.
School-wide Halloween celebrations have been canceled, citing diversity, equity, and inclusion, and the potential for the celebration to be offensive to people from various cultural and religious backgrounds. That's according to Dr. Ronald G. Taylor, the superintendent of the South Orange and Maplewood School District in New Jersey. He sent a letter to families on October 6th explaining why any Halloween celebrations in the district would not be held during school hours. Afterwards is fine, but not during school hours. The governor of New Jersey, Democrat Phil Murphy, responded, "Seriously? We can't let kids celebrate Halloween? Give me a break." I'm Corey Myers.
While lobster might or might not grace the dinner menu, rock lobster won't be featured in today's White House state dinner. The alternative rock band, the B-52s, had initially been slated to perform at the dinner honoring the Australian Prime Minister. However, the band members will now just attend as guests. First Lady Jill Biden considered upbeat dance and party music at the White House to be inappropriate given the current climate of sorrow and pain. And after four decades of ownership, a Jersey Shore restaurant has relinquished its claim on the Taco Tuesday trademark, paving the way for any restaurant to use it. Citing escalating legal expenses, Gregory's Restaurant and Bar has abandoned its battle. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.